This is Neil Burns from Draw the Line. You're listening to Monday Night Talk on WATD. I'm back in the saddle again, baby.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. We want to thank the good senator for joining us here on this Labor Day. Just a couple of quick notes. Don't forget, coming up at 7 o'clock, Pete Gustin will be joining us. One other little note that I want to kind of throw out there is that we are going to be giving away a pair of tickets. If you're somebody who likes college football, we actually will give away tonight during our football portion of the show when we do, NFL preview with Jerry Thornton and Kerry J. Byrne. We're going to have two tickets, UMass taking on Maine, the University of Maine Black Bears at Gillette Stadium. We have two tickets that we're going to give away. When we ask you to call in and win, that's all you do. Call in and win. Maybe we'll have you come on air and talk a little football. And
I got the number ready in my phone, Kevin.
I know you do. I know you're a big sports fan, and that you love football and you love college football. So just to make folks aware that we are going to be giving those away. And don't forget, if you want to hear any of the broadcast of the University of Massachusetts, any of the games, they're right here on 95.9 WATD, so be sure to tune in. Joining us right now in studio are two candidates who are looking for your vote come September 17th, because there is going to be a preliminary. Now, what the preliminary does, there's no party affiliation. There are three candidates that are running for this particular seat. It's Ward 5 in the city of Brockton. I believe it's on the east side of the city. And we have Ann Beauregard. Ann, say hello to the fine people.
Hello.
How are you, Ann?
Good. How about you?
Pretty good. And we have Ollie Spears. Ollie, how are you, sir?
I'm excellent, Kevin. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Dennis DiNapoli could not be here this evening. Dennis had is actually attending something in regards of losing somebody. So he was unable to make it. He sends his condolences that he could not be here. Wishes that he could be. Who knows? Maybe after the September 17th, if he's one of the three candidates, maybe we have one of you and he, or maybe the both of you. Who knows? Anything's possible in politics when it comes to elections. We're going to do a half an hour forum where we kind of get a chance to find out who each of you are, why you've decided to run for office. Talk about some of the issues. We've already kind of flipped a coin. We know who's doing what. We start things off with opening statements, about a minute and a half, and we kind of lose. I've already kind of won both of them. Now, this isn't the patented Christine James bell, which means if I hit this bell, you're done.
Let's hear what it looks, what it sounds like.
This is what it will sound like if you keep going on and on and on. Okay. The idea is just remember, it's a half an hour, so we don't have a lot of time. Be concise with your answers and get right to the point, okay? We start things off with opening statements. Ollie, you are first.
Like I said, thank you, Kevin, for having me today. My name is Ollie Spears, and I'm running for Ward 5 City Council. I'm a married man. My wife's Kitty Medina, and my girls are listening. Hello, Leilani, Aliana Nasari. The reason why I'm running for Ward 5 City Council is to give the people, our constituents, a voice. I'm running on a platform of accountability, accessibility, public safety, neighborhood associations, and also assist in creating an East Side Business Association. And on September 17th, I'm looking and I'm asking for your vote to come out and support me and to help change the fabric of Brockton and to move Brockton forward. All Thank right. you.
45 seconds. And you have, like I said, you got a minute to 90 seconds to do your opening statement whenever you're ready.
Okay. I'm Ann Beauregard, and I can be reached at 508-584-6919 or greenbeachab@yahoo.com. And I am running for Ward 5 City Council because I want to continue being part of the commitment to the betterment of the community in a governing capacity. Over the years, I've been extensively involved with bringing and being involved with business organizations, nonprofits, schools, and high higher education and improving the quality of life for individuals in the city of Broughton. We have many challenges, but also we're a positive community with many assets. And I've been able to work with a great deal of individuals over the years in various capacities. And this one, I want to extend this capacity to be in the governing aspect to help and improve the city of Broughton.
Very nice, Anne. You did it under 60 seconds. Please, Joe, make a note of that.
It's Joe, unusual for candidates to keep to our time.
It's good.
It is good.
Joe, do you want to ask the first question?
No, Kevin, I'll let you take it from here. It's a hot potato. You probably have them a little bit better than I do at this point.
I do, but first and foremost, Ollie was, again, with the flip of the coin, was successful. He will get the first question, and we'll kind of go back and forth. I guess the first question that I want to ask is, talk to me about what boards or what volunteer efforts that you have led or things that you have led that you feel is going to help you be able to be a good city leader, an elected official.
Definitely. Kevin, that's a great, great question. I started even before I was 16, working with my mother in Hill Street, the Hillside Housing Development, helping. She was a volunteer. She was the tenant president. She ran youth groups, and I helped her at the age of 10. But officially on paper, I started when I was 16 years old with Our Positive Posse, where we're a group of teenagers, we're teen leaders, where we crossed from the three housing developments, Richmond Street, Hill Street, and Stillman Ave. And we worked with many citizens, many teenagers, to help develop different activities or different events in the city, and also combat youth violence, teen pregnancy, and many other things. But we won an award from President Clinton back in 1993, went to the White House, and we won the 1,000-point award. And also, I was on the board of directors of Broughton Day Nursery. I was on the diversity committee with on Harrington's during Mayor Harrington's when he was there, and also the Broughton Peace Crusaders. But I think I'm running out of time. Okay. I still got time?
You got 5 seconds.
All right. 5 seconds.
And you're up next.
Wait, I was one of the founding members of Broughton Peace Crusaders, where we went out into some of the hardest neighborhoods, and we passed out information flyers to help people deter away from violence.
Okay. Do you need me to repeat the question, Anne?
No. You wanted to talk about, highlight our volunteering and our
volunteering
leadership aspect.
Maybe you've been elected to an office or something, whether it's an elected office or some of your volunteer efforts that you feel will best help you as far as if you're elected as the next Ward 5 city councilor.
Well, I'm laughing because Ollie went back to his youth, so I will too. I was a Girl Scout in Ward 5 and had a great time doing that, actually, and was very active at Broughton High School, a great 4 years, and continue to do so as an officer on the BHS alumni, raising funds for scholarship and recognizing a distinguished alumni yearly. As far as currently, I was elected a student rep in college. Those were good days, and learned a lot and applying a lot of that today. As far as being on boards, I've been involved with the Metro South Chamber of Commerce. I just stepped down as an ambassador recently and enjoyed over 10 years of doing that, and that was a phenomenal opportunity to connect up with businesses and organizations and further improve and enhance the city of Broughton. I'm also serve on the advisory board of the Broughton Adult Learning Center, where we were able to connect with several other organizations and also institutions of higher learning, where many people were experiencing English as the first time, and also individuals seeking their GED. And I could highlight more with the D.W. Field Park Association, the Broughton Library Foundation, but I'll wind it down, Kevin.
Okay. They all fear the bell, Joe. You notice that. I believe that Joe will have the next question. Joe,
sure.
And I believe that Ann will take that next question.
Okay, great. So we recently had a mayoral forum here where we had all the mayor candidates downstairs to talk about major issues and their platforms for mayor in the city of Broughton. What in your ward in particular is the biggest issue that your ward faces? There are a lot of issues within the city of Broughton, but in particular in Ward 5, what is the number one issue?
Excellent question. And I believe, Ann, go ahead.
Okay, well, one of them I would believe, and that's, you know, citywide, is foreclosure. And we're working closely, I have been for some time now, with Broughton Interfaith Community, where they all refer to us as leaders, which is rather nice. But we have worked closely with several programs to address the issue of foreclosure, assist individuals in preventing foreclosure, bring these various programs in their awareness to the individuals in that challenge. Actually, we held one of the events at Massasoit Conference Center. We had over 400 people. They did come from all over. I want to stress that. But that was an extremely informative day. And also, we worked closely with John Buckley, the Registrar of Deeds for Plymouth County. The other part is, like many other areas in Brockton, the closed businesses and the, how would I say it, the letting go of these properties. And that we're always working closely with the Metro South Chamber of Commerce, the Downtown Brockton Association, to bring business to the city of Brockton.
Ollie, you get the same question.
Yes, definitely. My question would be, like I said, board up homes and businesses. If you look around the city, especially the east side, the economy, especially on the business side, it's lack of. So if we could bring more businesses in, and like I said, I'll be an ambassador to the east side. I'll call different businesses, different corporations, and I'll try to bring them directly to the east side and try to open up the doors. And if we have to use TIFs or anything like that, be creative to get more businesses in for my neighbors and for my family, I'll definitely do everything I can to make that possible.
Do you have a follow-up question, Joe?
I don't. I'll shoot it back to you, Kevin.
I'm surprised that the foreclosure was one of the what you both felt was the first thing. What is your thoughts? The past couple of weeks, the city of Brockton has seen a jump in crime. We've seen, you know, the city went from having 7 homicides now to 10. We've seen numerous shootings. How do you feel about this violence? And what do you think is the job of the city council? What is the job as an elected official when it comes to trying to help your police department or your public safety folks like the fire and the police?
I'll go first on that. The job is the ward counselor is to help create more neighborhood watch associations, work directly with the police, work directly with the community. It's been a big spike in violence, and we definitely saw some of it on the east side. At a house party, it was a shooting, somebody got shot. What I would say, you know, everybody, the easy answer is bring more police in. Bring more police. We can't do that. So the easiest thing is we have police officers walking the beat right now. But instead of walking the beat, walking up down the street, knock on some doors. Talk with some citizens. Bridge that gap. Because what happens is when you bridge that gap and you talk with citizens and the police talk with the police and citizens are talking together, they build a relationship. So if something happens on the street, they could call Officer Smith and say, "Hey, Officer Smith, I know you've been walking the neighborhood. I know you. I feel comfortable with you. Here's the situation. We have Joe Small over here who's slinging crack to people." So building that gap, building the relationship. So we have police officers right now walking the beats. Let's start having them knock on the doors and talk with the citizens and build that relationship. I think that would change the fabric of the community.
Okay. Ann?
Well, I certainly
agree.
Do
you need me to ask a question? You got it. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, it's always communication. And it's believed, though we need to clear up the fact, though, 94,000 at least people live in the city of Brockton. So to say that we're a violent community is deceptive, because many other communities have crime and they have a lot less individuals in them. So to continue to highlight that is to almost exacerbate the situation. But let's point out the fact that communication is everything. Whether it's talking to your neighbor, or again, these foreclosures haven't helped the situation. Abandoned homes lead to a lot of crime. And you will ask any elected official or any public safety official, and they'll demonstrate that. As far as communication goes, that's key. So seeing individuals being allowed to speak and feel comfortable speaking to their city councilors and to all other elected officials is right there a beginning. Another aspect of it is coming together in various groups. The Downtown Brockton Association has monthly meetings, and we have Officer Bill Healy open up and allow us to address the issues and concerns. So that is an example right there of a positive response to all this.
Okay. Do you have if you want to rebut this, you get 30 seconds to rebut this, so you know that.
You know, definitely, you know, I'm glad that Officer Healy does go to the Downtown Association business meetings.
Healy or Healy?
Healy. But I think what happens, the people at those meetings aren't the ones creating crime, and those aren't the ones that live in some of the toughest neighborhoods. So when the officers are in the neighborhoods, the toughest neighborhoods, we need to talk with those people. We need to build a relationship with those people in those rougher neighborhoods to build the gap.
Okay. And do you want to follow up?
Oh, no, I agree that you need to speak to the people in the neighborhoods. And that's why over the years I've been involved with groups like Brockton Neighbors United, and now we have Family Connections, allowing individuals to come forward. And ward meetings are always advantageous to allow people to come forward. And if they can't make it to the particular meeting, contact, whether it's email or phone, to say, I'm concerned, I've seen a car somewhere, I've seen people hanging out that I fear. And following up with that.
Okay. All right, Ann, you get the next question. And just so folks know, we have Ann Beauregard and Ollie Spears, who are in studio. They are running for City Council, Ward 5, that particular section of the city. I have to ask, the one thing that that was kind of a big issue in regards to the mayoral debate that we had, that I feel is also something that a city councilor, I know you're one of 11 votes, is what the city should do as far as with the desalinization plant that it currently has. The city's paying $6 million to operate this, but yet did not. Right now, the city's not using that water. It's almost like you're paying just to have it. What would you like to see done? What do you feel that the city council should do in the next 2 years to look at this contract and to look at the situation with the desalinization plant? Ann?
Okay, first of all, I'd like to examine the contract in an open setting so people will be made aware and understand exactly what the contract includes, not just snippets, but the whole thing, because to pretend to say that I understand every aspect of it would be deceptive. Okay, that having been said, I believe one of the reasons we're not using, and not that I agree that we should be paying $6 million extra dollars we're not using, but it's also to mention that since we have fewer businesses and fewer residents, we're not using the expected water that we believed we were going to use when all that was signed into, established. So that would be one aspect, too, I'd like to see. I also believe that we should begin to look at other communities, since I don't believe that this desalinization plant has made enough of an effort to see about having other communities use the water.
Okay.
Definitely, I agree with Ann. Definitely have an open forum. Let's talk about it. Let's look at the contract. Also, if we can buy it, if the numbers make sense, if we're paying $6 million every year to get water we're not using, and it costs $3 million over 10 years to buy it, if the numbers make sense, let's definitely think about buying it. But like I said, we have to put all the numbers together. I'm a numbers man, so let's put all the numbers together. If they make sense, buy. If they don't, let's find a way. Can we get out of it? If not, we gotta keep going with the contract.
Okay. Definitely. Is there any rebuttal, or do you kind of feel like you both kind of gave a good enough answer?
There's no rebuttal in this case yet.
There might be a rebuttal with my next question. Maybe not. I know another hot topic that if you, again, look at the mayoral race, there is a candidate who is in favor of trying to broker a deal with a potential project on the south side that has been a long battle for the past 8 years. Give us your stance on the projected power plant. Do you feel that this is not the project for the city, or do you feel that this is something that should be taken, a look should be taken? I believe that, Ollie, you go first.
Definitely. The power plant, it's definitely a hot topic. I myself is against it. You know, my wife's asthmatic, my three children are asthmatic, so I don't want to bring something else in the city that's going to pollute it. And if the citizens, like, now, if we have a ward meeting and all my citizens in the ward say that they're for it, I have to look at it a different way. But me personally, I say I'm against it. But, like, again, I represent the whole Ward 5. If they're for it, that's something we have to talk about.
Okay. Yeah.
Completely opposed to the power plant, and I believe I stand with the majority of the people in the city. It's not the place, a city of 94,000 people, near an elementary school, elderly housing, businesses, and a facility for those with serious brain impairments and injuries. It's also, let's remember, that if this were to come online, the power will not be coming to Broughton. It will be going out of state, and people need to comprehend that aspect, and that's a real concern. The safety aspect of it is extensive, and certainly the environmental aspect of it is serious and a health hazard to many.
Paula? Mm-hmm. And like I said, I talked to most of the people in my ward, and everybody's against it. So I just want to put that on the record that I'm totally against it.
Okay.
Ollie Spears, Ward 5 City Councilor.
What other issues have you been paying attention to, or that you have been hearing from the residents? We talked a little bit about crime. We talked about the power plant. We talked about the water desal plant. What other issues is on the minds of, let's pay attention and see what you're hearing from the voters. What do you hear? I believe Ann would be up next. She's up first.
Okay, what a variety of different issues. Certainly, again, public safety is always a concern, and there's no reason why it shouldn't be. You have every right to feel safe where you live. A lot of it is communication and accountability, and that people want to know, why are my taxes going up? I also want to know, why are they going up? Are we using the skills and the talents of the people? Do we have enough people in each department? Do we have an excess of people in each department? How is the money being spent? So to me, that is certainly a serious concern. People have also brought up various things in pockets of areas where they mentioned dumping. People were dumping in their neighborhoods, and they're not. It doesn't mean that they were other residents from the city or some other community that were using that, I guess because of costs in other community for that concern. Traffic. There's a host of issues. People are concerned about the homeless, and that, you know, is, again, a national situation that affects all of us. Yeah.
Okay. That was Ann Borgard. Ollie, if you could give an answer, please.
Yeah, definitely. I think a big concern is definitely accountability. And the city, are they watching every dollar that they spend? Are they spending the dollar wisely? So the top thing on my campaign flyer is accountability. You know, definitely let's start with checking the budget, going through line by line, making sure that we're spending the dollar correctly. And what also with the department heads, we have to make sure that they're accountable. We got to make sure the departments are running properly. We got to make sure they have enough staff, or if they have too many staff, we got to make sure that let me gather my thoughts. Yes, sorry about that. Yeah, like we have to make sure the department heads have measuring tools. So basically, you know, at the end of the year, the fiscal year in July, we got to make sure that they're hitting their goals, they're accomplishing their goals, and make sure that we're spending. I'm sorry, I'm rambling here. I apologize.
You got 10 more seconds to ramble.
Yeah. Let me catch my thought. I'll rebuttal to that.
Okay. Do you have any follow up?
Well, follow-up, for example, is, again, I'm running for change, and that, I believe, has been in the forefront of a lot of people's minds. Mm-hmm. Why is it costing so much, and how can we change that and, again, bring more revenue into the community and lessen the tax burden on our citizens?
Ollie, have you gathered your
thoughts? Yes, I got my thoughts. I was trying
right,
to read
30 seconds.
I was trying to read three different things. Okay. So basically, like I said, with the accountability with the department heads, we also, like, when you go to City Hall, if you go to get a birth certificate or permits, right now they give you a standard receipt. It's not something formulated through the computer. So if you give $20, you don't even have to get a receipt. You don't get a certificate with a number on it. So every time someone gives $20 or $130, it just goes in the cash register. There's no accountability there. So who's really watching that $30? Who's really watching the $130 going into the city? So the city should be taking credit cards and money orders and giving out standardized receipts.
I almost had to sneak over to that bell. We have time for two more quick questions.
Sure.
Joe, you have a quick question.
Both of you seem to want to be accessible to the people in your ward. How do you plan to be that type of accessible candidate and, if elected, the accessible counselor?
Ollie Spears.
Definitely.
Seconds.
Accountability. Accessible. I'm sorry. Accessibility. Like I said, you could check my website. You could call my cell phone at 508-889-3650. Also, you can knock on my door at my house on Bud Ave. You can text me. You can email me. You can send a pigeon. If you need to get a hold of me, get a hold of me.
Did you just say pigeon?
Yeah.
Ann, go ahead. You have 60 seconds.
Okay. I believe in accessibility. I'm already walking the ward. Matter of fact, I walked most of the city and talked to people, see people. I want to clear that up. A lot of other people do walk all over. You can reach me at 508-584-6919. A lot of people do. And you can email me at greenbeachab@yahoo.com. Yes, I believe in connecting up with people. And one of the reasons is showing up at events that they put on, meetings that they have, and that is a way of making yourself accessible because you connect up with people when you show up for something that concerns them.
Okay. My last question, and I believe it will go to Ann to start, and that is what do you understand if you are elected, okay, if you are picked to be the next Ward 5 city councilor, what do you understand your role is? And I ask you this because I know that there are other races. You look at the at-large race. There are, 52 people running for four seats?
53.
I'm being facetious. There are 15 candidates who are running. And I'm hearing a lot of good ideas from folks. But I'm hearing unrealistic things from people. What do you understand your role would be? Your role would be if you are elected to the city council. Ann goes first.
To serve. You are a member of the governing body,
yep.
And to serve the best way is to understand what the people are seeking, recognize the problems, and begin to address the issues by inviting others that are knowledgeable and have their backgrounds and those fields and work with them to solve the problems. It's being accessible, it's being accountable, and it is serving.
Very good.
As I said, I'm going to be the ambassador, representing my family, my friends, and my neighbors. And that could be a pothole. That could be the street lights off. If you have a problem, call me, email me, knock on my door. Whatever you need, I'll be there. You can reach me at ollieforbrockton.com. And that's what a city councilor is, an ambassador to their neighbors.
All right. I have to say, you both did well. I did not have to ring the bell yet. But we have not yet completed the cycle here. I want to thank both Ann Beauregard and Ollie Spears for being here this evening.
Thank you, Kevin.
You got it. And closing, of course, Ollie, you opened with the statement. You went first, so to be fair, Ann will close with her closing statement. You go first. Go ahead, Ann.
Okay, thank you again for having us, Kevin and Joe. My name is Ann Beauregard. I sincerely hope you consider voting for me on Tuesday, September 17th for Ward 5 City Council. I want to continue serving the community in a governing capacity, and I've worked closely with many organizations, and one of them I've been terribly excited about over the years is the Metro South Chamber of Commerce, and was very excited recently when they held a forum to help businesses do exporting of their products and services throughout the world, and that was pretty encouraging. We have a phenomenal amount of skills, talents, and opportunities in the community that make us a really positive city and a city of champions, and I want to continue working forward with that and changing the perception and empowering the individuals.
All right, excellent. You have 60 seconds, Mr. Spears, to give your closing statement.
Definitely. Thanks again. And my name is Ollie Spears, and I'm running for City Council for Ward 5. And I'm looking for your vote on September 17th to become your next ward councilor. And the reason, like I said, the reason I'm running, I want to be your ambassador. I want you to be able to count on me, and I want to be able to represent you to the best of my ability. I want you to call me anytime. I want you to email whatever you need. I'll be there. Like I said, the reason why I'm running, I've always been a grassroots type person. I want to put together these neighborhood associations where we can have more city pride on the east side. I want to also put together the neighborhood crime watches to make them more accessible to the neighborhoods. And let's use different tools, you know what I mean? Like, we can use Facebook. If you see a crime, something going on, you see people driving by selling drugs, we could also instant message each other, text message each other, and work together as a team to try to clean up our neighborhoods. And I want to make sure that I'm representing to the fullest on the east side, September 17th, Ollie Spears, OllieForBrockton.com. I love you, Brockton.
Thank you, Mr. Ollie Spears. Thank you, Ann Beauregard, for being here. We wish you the best of luck, and folks, get out and vote. It's your way to make change. Is by getting out and voting. Don't let the small part of the registered voters go out and make the change. Be one of those who actually do it. We're going to step aside. When we come back, speak with Pete Gustin right here on Monday Night Talk on 95.9 WATD. Don't go anywhere.